This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out at 7-5radio.org. We are red hot and rolling this August 26, 2023. Last week we were supposed to do a live show, but our buddy Stas liked our show so well 2 weeks ago when I said I was doing the show with no clothes on in a public place. He wanted to listen. And he asked that we broadcast last week's replay slower. But anyways, Stas, get some help. As always, we want to welcome some of our favorite listeners. We want to say hello to Little Billy Keebler and the men and the alleged woman of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Stavers. I was up there a couple weeks ago visiting Mom and Dad, and I tried to visit Billy, but he was too busy doing nothing. Anyways, first order of business, we want to remember Police Officer Anthony Falcone of the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribal Police, end of watch August 25th, 2023. He was struck by a vehicle that he's in pursuit of, and the perp turned into Swiss cheese. Anyways, tonight we brought a guest, return guest. His name is Michael Rakebrandt. Formerly of the U.S. Navy, retired NYPD. As you all know my life story, I did it in reverse. I joined the NYPD and then joined the Navy. He was supposed to be our fill-in host last week, but we had to do a replay. Mike, how are we doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing great, brother. Thanks for having me on again.
Thanks. Oh, I forgot to say hello to Walter. Walter, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Well, you know me. I don't care if it rains or freezes as long as I got my plastic Jesus riding on a dash of my car.
Outstanding. What are you driving these days? A 76 Ford Maverick?
Who? Me?
You. Yeah.
Me? Hell, man. In my garage, I got a 1985 Grand Fury RMP.
Well, I'm cruising the streets in 1984 Dodge Aries K with 350,000 miles on it and a Mickey Mouse spare. Anyways, Mike, we want to bring you on because there's a lot to talk about. The former president, Donald Trump, was formally booked again. And the sheriff of Fulton County, Georgia, decided to book everybody, put them through central booking, including releasing mugshots. Mike, what's your take on the whole fiasco, in my opinion, of Fulton County, Georgia?
That's a hot mess. I tell you right now, listen, if any of us had brought a RICO case like that or a case even remotely that messed up to the DA's office, we would have been indicted. You know, it's a complete hot mess. But that being said, that's probably the best thing that could have happened for his campaign is that mugshot being released because it has exploded. The guy raised over $7 million in a day off that mugshot. Wow. You're not stopping him. You're just not stopping him. You know, it just made him that much stronger.
Now,
amazing.
Well, have you seen the mugshot?
I have.
Yeah. He's got the hair going. You know, he's got the eyebrows furred down, you know. The lines between his in his forehead over his nose are scrunched, you know, in a vertical manner. You know, he's mean. He's pissed. He's going to beat this.
Yeah. Right.
That picture shows when somebody knocks on your door and it's not who you think it's going to be. It's somebody that you don't want it to be, and that's the way they look at you. You know,
right?
He doesn't have to speak.
Go ahead, Mike.
That's the you done really screwed up now shot. You know, he's gonna unleash unholy hell upon these people. And it's well deserved. They earned every bit of it. You know, they're so desperate to block him in any way they can, and all they're doing is making him stronger and stronger. And the blowback and retribution is gonna be epic. 10,000 years from now, they'll still be singing about it. You know.
Right. I looked at the picture and just saw, like, he's got the look like you missed the wrong mother effer. And but anyways, have any, either one of you looked at the indictment against the president and the 18 co-conspirators?
Yes.
And just, folks, it's a 98-page indictment. First of all, they released the indictment before they voted to indict. Mike, you've been in law enforcement more recently than myself or Mr. Yerkew. Would that be lack of due process?
That would be an absolute grounds for mistrial. That would be people being fired. People would be charged. It would be, it would be the most egregious thing you could do. You know, I mean, if you were on a job and you did something like that, it would be jammed up for life and probably fired. You know what I mean? It that's like the most ridiculous thing you could do. But it just goes to show who they are and what they were trying to do. And I read the indictment. It's complete hot garbage. I've seen RICO cases. I've worked on RICO cases. That is hot garbage.
Really? Now, Mike, let the listeners know real quick, what's a RICO case? Isn't that some dude in a IROC Z with his shirt open, his chest hair hanging out with a bunch of gold chains?
RICO cases are like they're racketeering cases. So basically, when you have a criminal organization or a criminal empire, this is how they would charge you out. And it's funny, they charge Rudy Giuliani with it when he's really the father of the RICO case. But they're basically used against like mafia or organized criminal elements. And it's when you're committing criminal acts in furtherance of your criminal empire. That's basically the nuts and bolts of a RICO case. And this isn't even remotely a RICO case. I mean, they're charging, you know, Mark Meadows with doing his job as, you know, what he was as chief at the time in the White House as chief of staff. So, I mean, it's insane. And God help them. Rudy Giuliani alone is going to rip the nuts off of them. It's going to be ugly for them. That is the most, I said that case, I was blown away when I read it. I was thinking like, okay, maybe they have some kind of lawfare language they can put in this thing to make it kind of dressed up a little bit. No. My 5-year-old with a crayon would have written that better. It was complete hot garbage.
Right. Now, Walt, have you been able to read this 98-page pile of crap?
Yeah. I've read some of it. I didn't get a chance to read the entirety. but stuff like this, you know, on Trump goes back to when the Democrats were insisting that he was colluding with the Russian government because he talked to Putin. You know, that he was the president. That's his job, to talk to other world leaders. You know, you didn't see the Russians trying to indict Putin or say American collusion. You know, it's just ridiculous. You know, as president, the guy's doing his job. And in this case, he's doing his job to see if the election was crooked or not.
Right. Well, anyways, we come back, we'll talk about some of the alleged crimes in this piece of trash. Also, Joe Biden went to go save Hawaii, his 9/11 moment, and somebody got smoked on radio, not us. Stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine. the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and our guest, Mike Rinkbrandt. Folks, if you look at the on our website, we have the picture of the mugshot and with the headline, Disgusting. And instead of my usual very well-written, well-thought-out tome about the subject matter, I just put one sentence concerning President Donald Trump. If they do this to him, what do you think they will do to you? So that's just food for thought. But anyways, let's go over some of the charges on this indictment from Fulton County, Georgia. Now remember, folks, this is from Fulton County, Georgia. Now, Act 1, this is on page 20 if you're following along. On about the 4th day of November 2020, Donald Trump made a nationally televised speech falsely declaring victory in the 2020 presidential election. That didn't occur in Georgia, number one. And number two, he just said he was the winner of the election. And then two months later, we found out that it was stolen. Anyways, that was the first one. And then act number two, criminal mastermind Rudolph Giuliani placed a telephone call to unindicted co-conspirator number two in an 83-second long voicemail. That's it. This is Rudy Giuliani left a voicemail message. That's a crime. But I mean, it just goes on and on. And Mike, this is from Fulton County, Georgia, but they're talking about crimes that occurred in another jurisdiction. Can a local or a state prosecutor charge for crimes that occurred outside this jurisdiction if it had nothing to do with that jurisdiction?
I mean, technically, if it's under RICO, they could if it was something that concerned their county. So if the crime that was committed elsewhere had a direct effect on something in their county, they technically could under a RICO act. But for the RICO act to be substantiated, you have to actually show like a criminal organization and a furtherance of the criminal organization by their actions, which there's no conspiracy there. There's no prima facie case. There's just nothing there. You can't, nothing in this at all shows any kind of conspiracy or even anything that would legitimately be considered a crime at all, you know. And the fact that they're trying to say that, and then I mean, they come out with this nonsense this week, but at the same time this week, what comes out? The fact that they were taking all the mail-in ballots that had Trump on them and throwing them away and rescanning the ones for Biden over and over again, you know. And that's come out again now and into the news this cycle this week. So I mean, again, this is every time something comes out about them, this guy gets indicted, you know. By the time we get to the actual race in November 24, you know, they're probably gonna indict him 400 times. It's insane. But there's just no prima facie case here. It's complete. I was a detective a long time. I did a lot of cases. I did some very, very complicated cases. I've done RICO, and this is not RICO. This is a complete just disgrace. You know, it's absolutely disgusting.
Right. It's like it charged me for a felony in Fulton County, Georgia, when I live in Washington, District of Columbia, and the offense occurred in Washington, D.C. I'll say I was like selling dope or stealing cars or, you know, some foolishness, and has nothing to do with Fulton County, Georgia. Well, any take, what's your take on the crime, the alleged crimes that occurred outside of the entire state of Georgia being charged by a prosecutor in Georgia.
Yeah, the alleged crimes of conspiracy. You know, it's what do you call it, an ideogram? What do you call it? The statement doesn't make sense. Allegedly conspiring, you know, to impersonate a public officer. The guy was the president. I don't think he was trying to be, you know, impersonate anybody. And then soliciting a public official to violate their oath. I mean, you know, the guy makes a phone call. Trump makes a phone call. And, you know, let's say he to Atlanta during the election. What's going on down there? Well, it doesn't look good, Mr. President. It looks like, you know, you were winning, but you're not now. Well, how can we get around this? And all of a sudden, it's a conspiracy to fix the election. You know, he had a wimp for a vice president who could have overturned the election. But, you know, Pence, you know, shat in his pants when Trump asked him, you know, to look into it. So, and then, of course, 3 years later, all this crap comes up. Hunter Biden's in court. They screw up his plead guilty because he doesn't, you know, he needs jail time. And this is just a smokescreen. This is ridiculousness. Well, 2 years ago, I could see Nancy Pelosi saying, this is what we're going to do if they get Hunter Biden in court. This is what we're going to do. And, you know, it started from there. This is didn't pop up. This has been planned since before the last election. And, you know, they have narratives. You know, if this happens, we're going to do this. If this happens, we're going to do that. They're very well organized. And unfortunately, you know, half the country freaking believes them. So, you know, if he conspired to fix the election. Well, no, he didn't conspire to fix the election to win. He didn't have to conspire to fix it. He should have won. It was the other side that was conspiring to fix the election. 80 million votes. What are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
Good Lord. He got, right. You know, like you said earlier, Mike, you know, they just kept restamping or resubmitting mail-in votes for Biden. So they turned 40 million into 80 million.
And they already knew that when those calls were made. So when he was talking to Raffensperger and all these other people at the time, it just how much it's a so-called bad phone call. Which was actually, when they found the actual transcript of the phone call, it was nothing like what they said it was. But that's besides the point. But even during that time when that phone call was made, they already knew about the scam ballots. They knew about a lot of the issues that they were having in Fulton County in Georgia at that time. So, I mean, you know, nobody was unaware at that time. It was already in a news cycle even to some degree at that time. But they're trying to say that it was like this big, dark conspiracy. No, the conspiracy happened on, you know, November 3rd when they stole it from him. And then continued on through now. Actually, it started before he even got to the first term in office when they were trying to indict him constantly and impeach him constantly and do all the other nonsense. You know, Mike Pence is a uniparty clown. You know, the GOP is a hot mess being run by corrupt, weak, you know, people who have no interest in helping America. They're just interested in helping themselves. And that's the reality of it. And that's what he's up against. But they created, like, they made him, it's almost like the Star Wars movies, right? If you kill me, I'll come back stronger. Well, they collared him, and he came back 10 times stronger. He raised $7 million in a day. You know, you got the black community coming out in force now, all over social media, everywhere, and supported the guy. Like, they basically just destroyed any chances they actually had. They completely destroyed any chances they actually had. They guaranteed him a landslide.
And if whoever runs for the Democrats in 24, if they win, you know, it's that one's fixed, too.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Have either one of you gentlemen watched the movie 2,000 Mules?
Yes. Yeah, very well done. So, very well documented. No. Very well. Through the vote. Great, great group of people. Actually, excellent investigation they did. Really well put together, well thought out, well planned, well resourced. Yep. Very good.
Right. So within 5 minutes, you realize that, the election was rigged because Dinesh D'Souza did so much research on pulling cell phone information from pinging the cell phone towers.
Yeah, they tracked the mules. Yeah. And if you look at it, it's through the vote that did the cell phone tracking. And they only tracked people that were making like 10 or more dumps. They didn't track every single mule because they said they wouldn't have had the resources to be able to do it because there were so many of them. But they tracked like the most heavy duty mules. So if you think, if you extrapolate from just those heavy duty ones out to the others that were doing it, it becomes an unbelievable number of fake, you know, ballots being pushed into the election in every single swing state. Amazing.
Right. And they use the cover of COVID saying, oh, we need to have these drop boxes for ballots. And
And then
guess what's coming back? They said, oh, we got a new strain of COVID, and there's like two cases in a country of 330 million people. You got more dudes with monkeypox running around town than you have people with this COVID strain. And these sheep here in Washington, D.C., are wearing their masks again outside. And we can talk about that later. But not only did Denise D'Souza do an excellent job of tracking all these mules, but Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, on his network or whatever social media, whatever he has, he spent money out of his own pocket and got guys who, the people who watch this and probably fix it. So, I mean, the fix is in. But when we come back, we'll talk about the very innocent, the very hardworking Joe Biden, his 9/11 moment. Also, talk about America's greatest mayor, how he's been thrown under the bus, and whatever else is going on. This is Sinify Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
Listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Marmash. Three people are dead, the victims of a shooting in a Jacksonville, Florida Dollar General. The sheriff said a manifesto detailed, quote, racial hatred. Governor Ron DeSantis reacts.
This guy killed himself rather than face the music and accept responsibility for his actions, and so he took the coward's way out, but we condemn what happened in the strongest possible terms.
The shooter has not been identified yet. One of former President Trump's co-defendants in the Georgia election interference case remains jailed. Harrison Floyd was denied bond Friday after being considered a flight risk. Floyd is charged with racketeering, conspiracy, and influencing a witness. He turned himself in Thursday before Trump, but did not have a lawyer and did not reach a bond agreement before he surrendered. 6 in 10 Americans believe Trump should stand trial before the 2024 election.
A Politico Ipsos poll released Friday shows 62% of people surveyed think Trump should be tried before the election on federal charges he mishandled classified documents. 61% said the 2020 election interference case should be tried before Americans vote for a president next November. I'm Julie Ryan.
Bob Barker has died.
Actual retail price is $200. Irene, you are the winner.
Barker, of course, most associated with The Price is Right. He hosted the game show for 35 years, winning 19 Daytime Emmy Awards and a Lifetime Achievement Honor in 1999. Bob Barker was 99. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency in 33 counties as a tropical wave in the Gulf is expected to develop and move toward the state. Forecasters say the storm will track to the west coast of Florida, bringing several inches of rain late Tuesday and Wednesday. This is USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. We got Walter Yerkew, our guest, Mike Rakebrand, and yours truly, Scoops Stanton, on the horn tonight. Breaking news, Price is Right host Bob Barker has passed away at 99 years old. Besides one of America's favorite game show hosts, he starred in the Adam Sandler movie, I believe it was Happy Gilmore. And also, he was a lieutenant in the Navy, so he's a fellow squid. Anyways, Godspeed, Lieutenant Barker. Moving right along this week, Joe Biden had his 9/11 moment. Joe Biden was able to get from his much-deserved Lake Tahoe vacation to fly to Hawaii to see the damage from the devastating fire. And in another outstanding speech, Joe Biden said his house caught on fire because lightning struck something, and it caused damage to the kitchen. And it almost took the life of his wife, his cat, and almost damaged his 1967 Corvette. But thank God the Biden family was able to storm through it, and everything was safe. During the same speech, Biden said he saw the fire, what the firefighters did, how brave they acted. But he started saying he was doing meet the press. Then he, and all of a sudden he saw the he's in Delaware, and then he says, "I'm not kidding, or I'm not joking, whatever." But whenever he says I'm not joking, or at me, or I'm not, it's true. He's lying. But anyways, here you have the president of the United States in a disaster zone. People lost their homes that they've been in their families for generations. You have like 3 or 4 generations of Hawaiians living in these homes. The homes are absolutely destroyed. People are missing. People have literally turned to ash. People drowned running in the water to get away from these horrendous fires. And Joe Biden's talking about his cat, his 1967 Corvette. And after he, and then after he gave the speech, it looked like he was falling asleep, standing up. I did that when I was in basic training. I'm sure, Mike, you probably have memories of that. You know, what the hell's wrong with this guy? And I remember his predecessor, he went to Arlington Cemetery for the wreath laying ceremony for the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and he decided to walk around the cemetery. Found a mother and a little boy who was the son of a fallen Marine. And Trump talked to the little boy, talked to the mother, and it was very, very heartwarming. And then Trump went to Dover, Delaware, the air base out there where they have all the soldiers killed in action, and get them ready for their final preparation. So these special operators killed line of duty. In the middle of the night, Trump and the First Lady fly out there and stand in formation to salute the caskets. No fanfare. It was a cold day, like 2:30 in the morning. And he went out there, stood in formation just as a regular GI. Mike, what's your opinion of Joe Biden's 9/11 moment? Having the people of Hawaii feel at ease knowing that Joe Biden's on the case.
That was the most awful display. How narcissistic do you have to be to go to talk to a bunch of people who just had their entire lives, including their family and their children, burned up to ashes, and talk about how you had a fire in your kitchen once and almost burned your Corvette? That is the most narcissistic, sick thing I ever heard in my life. It was absolutely horrible in every way. This guy is like, it's amazing how bad he is. It's amazing how truly just completely a disaster this guy is. It really is. It's utterly amazing. And still they try and prop him up. The media tries to prop him up. It blows my mind. But I think he basically just, his one little speech there just successfully turned Hawaii red for the foreseeable future. I really do. It's just a completely awful display, an insensitive, disgusting display. Those poor people. I mean, the amount of suffering and grief there is mind-boggling, and the amount of ineptitude by every level of emergency management there was criminal, honestly. It blows my mind, the whole thing. But, and this idiot is going to go there and talk about his Corvette. You know, come on, guy. You know, just stop.
In defense of Joe Biden, I too used to own a Chevrolet automobile. It wasn't a Corvette, but it was a Monte Carlo. I really like that car, but you know, nobody cares about your stupid car. Walt, what say you about Biden and falling asleep and talking about his hot rod?
Well, you know, it's you know, the man is just in his own little world, and you know, he only explains to people that are in dire stresses, like Hawaii has been, about his own disasters. Let's use that word, about his own disasters. Like I said, you know, the fire, he almost lost his Corvette. You know, he used to drive a truck, so he knows what it's like for the truckers to pay for diesel. You know, the guy is just in his own little freaking world. You know, on the other hand, they could have sent Kamala Chameleon down there to talk to these people like their children and giggle in between every sentence she says. And, you know, that would have been even more of a disaster. But can you the world is just laughing. And, you know, it's so loud. You know, you can hear it in dead silence. The world is laughing at us. This man has destroyed this country in less than 3 years. And, you know, he goes to a place where they're virtually, literally destroyed and doesn't say anything about fixing it or setting money aside. I mean, if you put Ukraine, the guy that's running Ukraine in front of a table full of cash, the governor of Hawaii is sitting in front of a table with nothing on it. The exactly. Trillions of dollars that this man has wasted sending over to countries that don't really want us in their lives, but he needs them to wash the money. So when he retires, his family for the next 1,000 years is going to be covered because of the crimes that he's committing.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure they didn't even want him to go to Hawaii. I think the Democratic Party, you know, saw it as a bump in the road that they didn't want to go over. But like Mike said, you know, Hawaii is going to be a red state. And when Mr. Trump gets in the White House, or someone like Mr. Trump gets in the White House, they'll fix it. Not like Puerto Rico. When we fixed Puerto Rico and they denied we fixed it with the hurricanes so many years ago, this man that comes in to the 2024 and wins the presidency for the Republican Party will take care of this country for the next 4 to 8 years. It will only be four because Trump already had 4 years. Trump, you know, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not kissing Trump's behind. What I'm saying is right now he is the best man for the job.
Exactly.
He's a businessman. He'll learn. He'll know how to fix these things, not just throw money at it. You know, when he was asked, who does he want to win, Russia or Ukraine? He just wants people to stop dying. Because it's so stupid what Russia is doing, and Ukraine, you know, I'm Ukrainian, I'm full blooded Ukrainian. I'll be the first one to say those idiots over there in the old country, they don't know shit from Shinola. Excuse my French. they got their freedom in 1989 by signing the treaty that they're not going to build any more nuclear weapons. Now, who gave them the technology to build nuclear weapons? Duh, we did.
Right.
Or somebody like Mr. Trump will fix it. If Mr. Trump is convicted, the next president is going to pardon him anyway. It's going to be a Republican right. thing. Like, you know, right. he pardoned Blagojevich and the New York City Police Commissioner, what's his name, Bernie Kerik. You know, it's going to be taken care of. So either way, you know, 2 years from now, we'll be in 100% better shape.
That's if they don't steal the election. But anyways, Mike, before we go to commercial, you did RICO cases when you're on the job.
Yep.
Do you think the Bidens, you think they fit into a RICO case?
That is like the that is the most epic epic RICO case ever. I mean, they just the amount of evidence in the public domain right now will be more than enough to convict. More than enough to convict.
Wow. But they do nothing. The media, and the media says nothing. But anyways, I can come back, talk about America's mayor, and a couple other things for our last segment. Stay tuned, everybody.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, we are back. Love that song. Brandt, who just knocked out of the park. I'd like to thank myself for my guy and just keeps on killing it. Mike, how can our listeners get a hold of you, follow you on social media, whatever, contact you for whatever reason? How do they get a hold of you?
Probably the best way now is social media, honestly. Social media, so Facebook, Mike Rakebrandt, you'll find me easily. Probably the only one on there, or one of the few, very few that are on there, actually.
How do you... Mike, dummies like me, it took forever to spell your name correctly. What's the proper spelling of your last name?
It's Rakebrandt.
So okay. That's Romeo Alpha
that's
Kilo.
That's a tough one, Mike. That,
Echo,
that's a tough one.
Romeo Alpha. Nope. Yeah. Is that?
Yep.
Yeah. Is that Irish, German, Ukrainian, Russian, alien?
German.
German.
German,
And I misspelled it. All right, figures. But anyways, for our last segment, I want to talk about society just throwing our heroes under the bus. 30 years ago, Rudolph Giuliani became mayor of New York. I met him before he became mayor during the election, and I said, there's something about this guy. He's just different than like anybody else I've met. And he turned New York City around in 4 years, got reelected, and made it even better. This is before September 11th. And then Black Tuesday comes. The POTUS, he's flying around the air wondering Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Dick Cheney's sitting in the bunker doing whatever Dick Cheney does, plotting whatever. He's like a James Bond villain. And then you have Mayor Giuliani walking up a street in Lower Manhattan, headed to the police academy to try to figure out what happened, what's going on, and what needs to be done. And he was like the face of America on that horrendous day. And so then after he got to the police academy, he rolled up his sleeves, went right to work doing the recovery of all those people lost. He had to go to 343 firefighters' funerals, 23 police officer funerals, and did all this, and then walked the sister of a firefighter that was killed on September 11th down the aisle on her wedding day. But then Giuliani is hired by President Trump as his personal attorney. And Giuliani has looked, you know, indicted at the impeachment cases as RICO. And he was about to turn the accusers of the Democrats, but of course they were going to call him as a witness, so he couldn't, he had to sit down as Trump's attorney. And this has happened before with John Gotti. They said Bruce is going to be called as a witness. So Bruce Cutler, who was Gotti's attorney at the time, could not defend John Gotti. It was, I forgot the gentleman's name, is Krieger. This Krieger fellow, who's also very competent, unfortunately failed. So you got this guy who was like the face of September 11th, saved thousands of lives in New York City, made New York City a livable place. Cops like me loved going to work because the city and the mayor had our back. And now, you know, he gets involved with Donald Trump, who's a persona non grata, and he's treated like just a piece of trash. Rumors are flying that Rudy is hemorrhaging money for legal fees, and allegedly went down to Mar-a-Lago, asked Trump for some money, and Trump told him to go kick sand. Now, that's just a rumor. There's no verification. There's no nothing. It's just, you know, it's the dumpster fire media just putting stuff out there because they heard something from somewhere, probably in the men's room, installed in the men's room in somewhere in Northwest Washington, D.C. And this is what we got. We go from hero to zero. Meanwhile, you got St. George of fentanyl, you know, as the second coming of Christ. Mike, what's your take on Mayor Giuliani?
I'll tell you. I mean, look, this is the guy who, I mean, his RICO cases against the mafia, right? He destroyed them with RICO. And the RICO cases that are brought now, even now against like the organized crime elements, so Russian mob, Italian mob, whatever, any criminal organization, even these gangs, they're all based upon what he did. They're all the same framework from the cases he wrote and he did. I mean, this is the guy you put a RICO case on? That is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Beyond that, though, I mean, as far as Trump telling the kickstand, you know, I think that's just more of them kind of hoping and dreaming, right? Like they keep coming up with these sick, twisted fantasies and spreading them out into the media like as though it's actual reality, you know, and it keeps being shown for what it is. It's just absolute nonsense and garbage from people who should be, you know, legitimately actually talking about news and not just their own personal sick fantasies. Rudy Giuliani he's still America's mayor, right? I mean, he became America's mayor on 9/11. You know, my wife's my personal hero for that. She was actually in the city as an EMT when 9/11 happened. She was home. She had done a midnight, got up while she was off duty, went back to work, got in an ambulance and went down there. You know, that kind of bravery. But I mean, we saw that across the board. I was away in the military at the time when 9/11 happened. But I mean, just that bravery. And Rudy was right there with all of them. He did the same exact thing. He went to work, you know, that bravery, you know, it resonates. People understand that. It resonates. And I think that people truly understand that this guy is anything but a criminal. You know, he's a good man. And I think it's disgusting what they're doing to him.
Right. Well, what's your take on the turning Rudy Giuliani from hero to villain?
Well, you know, I'm with Mike on this. You know, Rudy Giuliani is a man that is about other people, not just him. I don't think he's ever been about himself. He's a man for the people. And of course we, you know, we have a kind of a bond, you know, with his son Andrew comes on the show. When I was out sick on COVID a year and a half ago, Rudy Giuliani took my spot and hosted the show for me.
No, so, Andrew
brought
him on. Co-host. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, so, you know, and, you know, it, you know, when I was in the joint, I would send them Christmas cards. you know, the man just is about other people, is about right. other people. You know, when the World Trade Center, you know, fell, you know, he didn't smack himself in the forehead and say, I'm not getting elected again, or they're going to impeach me. It, you know, he was down there at Ground Zero with the firefighters, with the police officers, with the volunteers. And, you know, there's no disputing the man was an American hero.
Right.
And now what they crap all over him. That's just ridiculous, you know, on these conspiracy charges. And I was going to bring that up early, what you did about the John Gotti trials when the judge wouldn't let Bruce Cutler defend him because he was going to be called as a witness by the prosecution. You know, same thing here. They're trying to hit it home, but you know, Trump will prevail on this.
Right.
And so will Rudy Giuliani. You know, some of the underlings, don't know what they did. I don't know them. They could have done something underhanded, or they're the ones that could have been, recorded saying that Trump said he wants me to break my oath and commit a crime to fix the election. You know, who knows what the hell's you can't put anything past them.
Exactly. And in terms of family, we had Andrew Giuliani on the show a couple times as a guest. First time he was a talk about his campaign. Second time we had to talk about those two officers that were killed in line of duty up in Harlem. And you know, he just came on just as like a panelist, since he lived in New York. It was me, Walter, Sean Bergen, and Giuliani. And then we had him come on as a co-host to fill in for myself and Walter, and he barely touched the campaign. So here's a guy, he's campaigning for office. He's in the middle of fighting with the New York GOP, fighting with Lee Zeldin, fighting with everybody. He's coming on 7-5 radio. And then since he eventually did get a gig at WABC, I like to think we helped with that. We brought Heather McBride on, his press secretary, who brought him on the show. So, you know, her father was Peter Powers, Giuliani's first deputy mayor, who's also tough as nails. Unfortunately, he's been called home to the Lord, but she is her father's daughter. But of course, Heather, she filled in for me for most of July and just knocked it out of the park. But I mean, the Giulianis, they bring good people to their outfits. And so we bring good people to our outfits, like Andrew Giuliani. But, you know, and I told Heather, like, hey, let the mayor know that we're behind them 100%. And he went on, that day he got booked, he went on the radio to talk about the debates, which is, it's like, wow, I would have been all frustrated. I would have been probably getting drunk and cursing. But he's on the radio talking about not himself. Like you said, Walter, he's all about everybody else. And speaking of debates, did you gentlemen watch the first debate with those yahoos?
No. The clown show?
Yeah.
It was a mess. The only one that really came out in there at all looking even remotely like a presidential candidate was Vivek. The rest just showed themselves what they are.
Right. To me, it was nothing but sound bites and campaign slogans. And you're absolutely, Mike, you're right on that one. Vivek Ramaswamy looked pretty decent. But, I mean, let's face facts. Most of these people, they know they're not going to get the nomination. They're running for president to keep their name out there so they can eventually get the next gig. Like Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, ran for president in 2016, lost big time. He's on Newsmax hawking every God knows what quack product that is out there. But anyways, folks, we have reached the end of another awesome show. For Walter Yerke and Mike Reichbrandt, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, You can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
For 7-5 Radio, for those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.